Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos. We are in Shar HaBitachon, and we are very, very close to the finish of Shar HaBitachon, and the author of the Chovos HaLevavos has been taking us on a special trip to show us how we should place our bitachon in Hashem with all of the different pieces together, the big and the small, and to understand that we're doing everything la'avodas Hashem and l'shmor mitzvos, so to do his mitzvos. And he says that's a pretty serious thing. So the person who is a Baal Bitachon doesn't just simply look to see what he gets from Hashem, and doesn't simply look to understand that Hashem does what he does for us for our best, but that we can see that only afterwards. No, the Baal Bitachon turns around and says, look, if you don't contemplate what Hashem does for you, you recognize that as things happen, that it all comes from Hashem anyway. And such a person understands that there is a Hashem, whether I get what I need or I get what I want, it doesn't make a difference. I daven for what I daven for, and I trust that Hashem takes care of that need and those things, and then I become aware of it. But when I get an even deeper level of appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter to me. Whatever God does to me, that's all good. You know, that's one of the, that is the level of a Baal Bitachon Amiti. That's how a person really has Bitachon. He trusts. And sometimes you understand that when you're dealing with a certain life-challenging situations, and there are, so many, it's amazing sometimes how I've met people who are undergoing the most difficult Yisurin, the most difficult challenges in the world. And when you sit with them, they are sometimes some of the most incredible people. And they've done what they call making their peace. I remember a guy wasn't even Jewish. He shot whatever he could into his arm. He lied, he stole. And at one point I went in to see him, and he had been put in a palliative care unit, which meant that basically things weren't happening for him. And he was miserable. He was absolutely miserable, and he was making everyone else's life miserable. And I asked him what he wanted to do with his remaining 2 weeks. Because usually, he had gotten his cancer and a couple of other diseases, and he basically knew that he was finished, that his time on this world was finished. And so he was cantankerous because he said, I wasted my life. But he took the next 2 weeks to stay on a locked psychiatric ward with other veterans, spending his time talking to the veterans, many of whom themselves were recuperating drug addicts. And he spent his time talking with and to them. And he turned around and he made it his business to connect to each one. I missed the weekend that he passed away. But my partner, the person who was working on his case together with me, told me that when he passed, he said, at least for the last 2 weeks of my life, there was some purpose. I remember talking to some of the other people on the locked unit afterwards, who said to me, there went an individual from whom I can learn. He made his peace. He understood. His belief in God was so strong that he wasn't even angry at God. He just turned around and said, whatever comes my way, that's where I need to be. And I accept it as it comes. And my patients afterwards said, you know what, if it worked for him, I don't need to wait until I'm on palliative to get that far. And he told me I shouldn't live that way. I found that to be incredible. I've seen that scene repeat itself many times, where we've been with people in Ishtagadach who are really, really deathly ill, and rather than turn around and ask questions, why, they started to give answers. It's the will of Hashem. And that's when they said, I'm okay with this. I can't understand where they get the strength from, if not from the concept of being Baalei Bitachon. And it's not only true in the negative. People always remember God when they say, oh God, oh my God. But how does it happen that when good things happen, they say, oh my goodness? How about, oh God, then too? To understand that we put our trust in Hashem when He gives us good things and when He gives us challenges. To understand when He gives us health and when He gives us illness. To understand that no matter what is, God is controlling those strings. And whatever His will is, that's what I'm prepared to go ahead and join in with. We're sitting in a tough time right now, and many of us are making choices every single day about how to deal with the gezeiros, how to deal with the challenges that have come out, the laws, economic stresses, the health risks. But how often do we stop and say, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? I know that He wants us to put our trust in Him, so do we put our trust in ourselves to trust in Him? If we get that down in our heads, and we understand that, then we have achieved the ultimate in bitachon. We have understood that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize where it is He sits with us, and where we sit within Him. These, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, are the 10 steps of bitachon. You can't cheat past one of those 10 steps, right? A person has to understand that each one of those steps becomes a source. Bitachon comes up with 10 different words, because there are 10 steps. A person can be a miftach, he can be a mishain, he can have hope, tikva, kaveh el Hashem, machseh, he can turn around and put up a cover, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a machaseh, tocheles, chikui, smicha, shever, right? Each one is seber, sibro al Hashem elokav, misad, kesel, each one of these cases, God gives us a chance to relate to Him and place trust in Him with different varying levels of awareness. If we turn around, especially now, since next week we'll already be in the throes of the month of Elul, the month that we will daily be highlighting the fact that we are putting our bitachon in Hashem, then we'll really gain from the process. But bitachon is a guideline, and it takes work. It takes an opportunity for us to open our eyes, to see beyond the news. And we have that ability. Look beyond the news. Listen to the news and ask, what does Hashem want for me? Where's Hashem in the news? Where's Hashem in the nature? Where's Hashem in the words on the street? Where's Hashem in my business? If we're asking when it's good, and even, unfortunately, when it sounds not so great, then all will work out well. Because we will be turning to Hashem. Bitchu ba Hashem adayad, we say, putting our trust in Hashem forevermore is a wise thing to do, and we should do it. Ki v'ka Hashem tzur olamim. It's with the name of Hashem that the entire world continues to run. B'yiftechu v'chayo dei shemecha ki lo azavta darshecha Hashem. Those who know your name, b'yiftechu v'cha, they should place their trust in you, because you never leave them. Hashem chafet saman ziko yadil Torah v'yadia. For His tzedek, Hashem wants the opportunity to give us many opportunities to see Him. Go out there in the world. Find Hashem. Hashem is looking for us, and He's standing here, dear Shu Hashem b'himatzo. If we find our trust, we'll find the solution to so many of the challenges that we have. Have a great day. Ezrat Hashem, next time, we'll be beginning a new series where we'll be looking at the 30 psukim we recite in the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros sections of Rosh Hashanah. We'll do a pasuk a day in anticipation of our davening on Rosh Hashanah, and each pasuk will give us a certain degree of enlightenment as we prepare ourselves for the great day. Have a wonderful day and a terrific Shabbos.